This is Ann Cox interviewing Bernice McDonald on October 11th, 2003. There, that's it. Okay.
Okay. No.
Now it's writing. Okay, which means it is.
Okay, record something and then play it back.
Well, the
oh, you
thing
can't
is,
do that?
Yeah, I have to have headphones to listen to.
Oh, okay, to listen to it. Oh, okay. You told me that.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure, I mean, I'm pretty positive that now it's recording.
Okay.
But this isn't a good time because of
whatever you think. You can ask me some questions, whatever you like, if you like.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and then you can do it like maybe a more, extensive one some other time or something. Whatever you like. Come here, Cricket, and quit that.
Okay. I'll just ask you a few things.
Can you say you're going to plot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. Tell me what year you were born.
1945.
Where were you born?
Breathitt County.
In Jackson?
Jackson, Kentucky.
Okay. Yes. Were you born in Eva's house?
Yes, my mother's and father's.
Okay. Can you tell me about the different places you've lived since you were born?
Actually, I've only lived two there in Breathitt County. I lived in Frankfort for a couple of years and then in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Okay. How long did you live in Breathitt County when you lived there?
Till I was 16.
What made you want to move? Or why did you move?
That's a good question. I went to live with my aunt in Frankfort. I got a job. That's why I moved.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah.
What was it like growing up there?
Nice. Big family.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of kids.
Did you all live together?
Yes. With the exception of my older sister, she spent a lot of time with our grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Did your grandparents live there till they died?
No, actually they didn't. They moved away about maybe 6 years before my grandfather died. Because it was so hard for them to get in and out, because there was no road through there, and they were older by this time.
Can you just describe what the house in the neighborhood was like where you grew up?
Country, real country, no roads. I can remember when we didn't have electricity, no bathrooms. No running water, real old, way back in the country.
Mm-hmm. How many siblings do you have?
Seven sisters and three brothers.
Were you the oldest, or?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have two older sisters.
Okay.
I'm third down.
Okay, that's right. It was
the top.
So Hazel, then
Hazel, Myrtle, and me.
Okay. How did your parents make a living?
They farmed and lived off my grandfather. My grandfather, you know, was the head of the family. He supported his family, our family,
mm-hmm.
all of his kids, grandkids.
What did he do to support you?
Farmed, I'm told, maybe bootlegged.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of everything, whatever.
Okay. Do you need to get to it? Okay. When you were living there, did you see a lot of people leave that area?
You know, not then, no. I don't remember, you know, my father's family, his sisters and his brothers, they left.
Mm-hmm.
But my father never did.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, as you were growing up, before you left to live with your aunt and uncle, any sort of changes that were going on in the area as you were growing up?
What kind of changes?
Changes maybe in the way people lived.
You mean where they worked?
Where they worked, or maybe how their, what each member of the family did.
Like if they were married, if their kids got married. I think, you know, mm-hmm. kids tended, in Eastern Kentucky, people tended to marry young, you know. Girls married, they didn't worry about education. Girls married, the guys went to work in service stations, RC coal plants or coal mines. That kind of change, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were more women working? Did more women start
Women
working?
Didn't used to work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the 50s, and even the early 60s, girls were taught from really young to, like, catch a good husband, then they don't have to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that carried over into the 60s, and maybe even into the early 70s. It's not that way anymore. Most of the girls in Eastern Kentucky, believe it or not, go to college now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do most of them go to colleges around that area?
No, most of them leave. Most mm-hmm. of them go to UK or Moorhead, you know, MSU, West Virginia, Virginia. There's a community college, Lee's. Some of them go there.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good, from what I understand, they have a good vocational program now.
How long were you in school?
I graduated from high school.
Okay. Was that Breathitt County?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember anything about Marie Turner, or that was before your time?
No, actually my older sister Hazel's named for her.
Oh, really?
Hazel Marie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was the superintendent, Breathitt County superintendent for while I was in school. You didn't know that? That my sister.
Oh, no, I didn't know she was named after
Hazel Marie. Oh,
okay.
And my brother Irvin was named for her husband, Irvin Turner.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that, I guess.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't know how you wouldn't know that. Unless maybe your mother told you.
Yeah, it sounds like something she would have told me.
She sure was Hazel Marie.
So when you said your aunts and uncles left, but your
father's family, you know, his brothers and his sisters left. But, you know, a lot more of my grandfather's family, a lot of them are still there.
Mm-hmm.
well, they're all still in Breathitt County, but they're not, you know, right immediately where we live, mm-hmm. where our property is. They're not in that little tiny area anymore. They are all still in Breathitt County.
Why do you think some people chose to stay and some people chose to leave?
Well, I think it has something to do with being from Eastern Kentucky. Once you're born and raised there, you would go back, you know, if there were just jobs. Everybody loves it. Everybody that's from there, you know, just love it. Mm-hmm. There's just something about the mountains. A lot, I've known people that have been away for 40 years and move back. After they retire, you know, they go to the city for jobs and they retire and they move back after 40 years mm-hmm. and they're really happy. There's just something about Eastern Kentucky. I guess you can take the country out of the person. How does it go? You can take the person out of the country, but not the country out of the person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Did you feel like when you lived there, or even now, that there's a big sense of community in Jackson?
Yes, everybody knows everybody else.
Okay. Yeah. Do most people, are churches a big community thing?
Yes, there's a lot of young people in church. The churches are compromised, I think, mostly of younger people. Like in my current church, our youth group is like, there's probably 30 people in our youth group. But in the churches, when I go to up to the house, there's probably half the congregation is teenagers. I think people put their kids in church and they stay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Was the church experience there different than it is here in
no.
Lexington?
No, it's still Baptist. No, there's Baptist everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's much the same.
Do you think when people, like, the large amount of people who left, like, when my mom's parents left in the 40s and then the 50s?
Actually, they moved from one hollow to another one.
Okay.
They didn't leave the county
okay.
or even the area. They just moved out of one hollow to where the main road, where they had better access to, you know, transportation, they could get around better
mm-hmm.
because they were old by this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never left the area. I don't think my grandfather was ever out of Eastern Kentucky.
But when my mom's parents left, it was in the 40s, and I guess that's when lots of people were leaving in the 40s and 50s.
Actually, your mother's grandparents, that, like I said, they never left the area.
Okay.
They just moved from the hollow, which had no road, out to the main road.
Mm-hmm.
So they never left Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah. But my mom's parents. Sorry, was I saying grandparents?
You said your mother's grandparents.
Oh, sorry. I mean my grandparents.
You mean your grandparents?
Yeah.
No, I think your mother, I think your grandparents, your mother's mother, I don't think she left Eastern Kentucky until she graduated, maybe from at least high school or college. I think Aunt Grace went to college.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she left Eastern Kentucky until she met your grandfather.
Right.
And they married and then left, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Best from what I can remember Mom talking about.
And when they left, I mean, I've read in history books that that's when lots of people were leaving.
I would think that more people left in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think many people left in the 50s because of the farming industry. You know, in the 50s, people didn't need much money to live on. what they lived on was what they grew, what they produced. They needed very little money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think mostly people left in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Detroit. It was a big place. Mm-hmm. The influx of Eastern Kentucky people into Detroit during the 60s and even early 70s, they said it was just astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that moved to Detroit. And by the way, they're back to Kentucky now, but, yeah.
Do you think when people are leaving them that the communities somehow changed?
You mean the communities they left from?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think, is the question that the community has changed?
Yeah, that something happened when people left.
To make them want to leave?
No, that after these people had left, if something changed within the community since there were less people.
Well, actually, there wasn't less people. For everyone that would leave, somebody would move in, or somebody, you know, some other couple having, you know, children that grew up. You know, mm-hmm. the communities are still the same. People, you know, there's, I'd say there's probably still about the same, you know, people-wise, amounts of people.
Mm-hmm. So, if someone left, someone would take their place.
Yeah, someone's moving into Eastern Kentucky. They're, you know, in the 80s and 90s, the coal mines was just, you know, really going really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people came to work in the coal mines. And, you know, in the 90s, there was a couple of factories that opened up. And then, you know, you have your stores. All these things bring in business.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, there are more people live there now than there were when I was growing up. A lot more.
Okay. How did you or your parents keep in touch with your aunts and uncles who left?
If they did, I guess it would be by mail. Because there was no phone. I remember when there was no phone service up the hollow where we lived. No mm-hmm. phones. It was mail.
How did it find, when did it finally get phones? Remember?
Probably about 30 years ago.
So in the 70s?
Yeah. No, it was before that. Probably the late mid-60s. Early to mid-60s.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your parents ever having any sort of opinions of your aunts and uncles who are leaving, like...
Why they left?
Yeah, why they left or what they thought of them, yeah.
About what leaving?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. I don't.
So, did they...
Well, you know, I have an uncle that joined the Air Force, so that was his reason for leaving.
Mm-hmm.
My father's brother was in the Air Force, and he retired from the Air Force, so he was always gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his reason for leaving. And my father's other brother, he went away for a while, but I don't think he was gone for very many years. Probably 5 or 6 years, and then he was back. He went up north somewhere to work, maybe Detroit, probably. It wasn't gone very long.
So do you think a lot of people come back?
Oh, yes. I think more of them come back after they retire or they move away and they don't like it and they come back than what stay away.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel when you moved to Frankfurt that life was really different? Or
no, because I had been away quite a bit. I had always been away from home often.
Mm-hmm. How often do you go back
home? About every other weekend. A couple weeks.
You still keep in touch with everybody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just, just home.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you ever return there to live permanently?
Because my husband doesn't like it. But your next question would probably be, would I move back tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would. I would go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where is your husband from? Oh, yeah.
Carlisle.
Right.
Nicholas County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know you told me that before, but I'm just going to get that. Yeah. Let's see. Did you feel like school was affected by the large amounts of people who were leaving, like the schooling system?
You mean, was it smaller?
Yeah, or did it, was it smaller?
Actually, there's only one county high school, Breathitt County High School, mm-hmm. and so every kid in the county went to school there, so no, it wasn't smaller. And, there's elementary schools spread out throughout the county, in which there still is to this day, mm-hmm. but there's still only one county school and one independent city school. So, no, it's actually, I think Pat, my brother's wife, she works in the county, Breathitt County school. She works special ed students. I think she used to tell me the other day they had either 1,800 or 2,000 students.
Wow.
I think she was telling me that just the other day. That's this year. No, it's not that small.
How old were most of the people who left when they left? Like, was there a certain age group that left?
I don't know. I would say that they married and left.
Mm-hmm.
Probably in their 20s and 30s.
What sorts of jobs has your family, who is still there, had?
I mean, where do they work now?
Yeah, where do they work now, or where did they work?
Well, actually, none of my sisters work.
Okay. What about their husbands?
Well, my oldest sister's husband runs a sawmill. You know what a sawmill is.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister Myrtle, next to her, her husband retired from the coal mines. And you know what my husband does. And my sister next to me, her husband's dead. Passed away a few years ago, and they've had. And the one next to her, Lillian, she lives up in Ohio, her husband retired from CSX Railroad. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
And the one next to her, Bess, her husband retired from the coal mines. Let me keep them straight. Let's see. And the next one, her husband retired from the coal mines. And Josephine, she lives up there. Her husband works for Hinkle Construction. And my brother, Urban, my brother, he's works at Walmart. And Carl, my baby brother, he builds houses.
Have they had those jobs for a
ever.
Long time? For that's been their job.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say are the most popular occupations in Jackson? Like, what do most people
now?
Do? Mm-hmm, now.
You mean where do most people work?
Yeah.
The hospital.
Okay.
That's the biggest employer.
Mm-hmm. Is that a new hospital there?
It's been there probably 20 years, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. What do you think most people's occupation was, like, in the 60s?
Coal mines.
Coal mines. Mm-hmm. Were there coal mines in Buffett County?
Mm-hmm. There's strip mines. There's no deep mines, you know. It's all surface mining now. You know the difference?
No.
Strip mines is where they come to the top. They go to the top of the mountain and they just lay the mountain back and take the coal out. Mm-hmm. And there's a big gaping hole there.
Mm-hmm.
And deep mining is where they go down from the bottom and go under the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And take the coal out.
Mm-hmm.
And leave the gaping hole. But when they stripped the property, the person's property, they have to reclaim the property, meaning that they have, the coal company has to go back in there and leave the property better than when they stripped it, before they stripped it, you know, or like as well as,
mm-hmm.
you know. There's a lot of vacant strip mines in Breathitt County. Sometime we'll go up to one.
Okay.
You have to take a four-wheel, like this, they're on top of the mountain. It's been a couple of years since I've been up on one of them. But you can't, they're accessible.
Do people do that at all anymore?
You mean strip mine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're mining, or there was, I don't know if they still are, right outside Robinson Forest. You know, University of Kentucky owns Robinson Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big deal until not too long ago whether they should cut the lumber around Robinson Forest. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that the university sold some property to be stripped right outside Robinson Forest. That's a big area of Breathitt County.
Mm-hmm.
UK owns it for research or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice area.
What sort of, do you think there, things have mostly stayed the same since you left, or do you think things have changed?
What things?
Community, which hasn't, because you said it hadn't really.
Mm-hmm.
What about, like, economically?
Economically, it's, I think, worse off now than it was probably 20 years ago, because there's not a lot of work. Stores are closing up.
Mm-hmm.
The only store I can think of is Walmart. And there's a little store, clothing store called Rose Brothers or something like that. It's probably worse.
Do you think that's going to cause, what do you think that's going to make people do
to earn a living?
Yeah.
They draw welfare. Well, it's just, it's called something else now. It's called, what is it called? SSI.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go to back issues of the Herald Leader, the Lexington paper, did a series of articles about a year ago on Eastern Kentucky and the poverty levels there. And I think it was like maybe 7 out of 10 people was getting a check. A government check.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the archives and pull the Lexington Herald Leaders up and Lexington Herald Leader and read those articles. It was on a Sunday. It was a Sunday paper.
Okay.
And they, you know, did it for like two or three consecutive Sundays, I believe. And the statistics were just, it was awesome. I wasn't aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like since you grew up there, that's why you weren't aware of it? Because it doesn't seem that way when you're there? Or how did you feel when you were growing up? Did you feel...
Well, when I was growing up, there was no such thing as welfare.
Okay. So you feel as if things were better there when you were growing up than they are now?
Yes, it is. I think we had, you know, we had a farm, you know, we had family, then we had just, there are no jobs, you know. Then, when I was there growing up, you didn't think, kids don't think about those things. It probably was there, we just didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're growing up, you don't know about things like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like back then there was more sustainable, people doing more like sustainable agriculture, like where they did it just for their family?
Oh, they did it for their families. They never sell anything. There was never anything left to sell.
Mm-hmm.
You grew your corn, your vegetables, you had your meat. You know, you didn't sell any of this because you had your family to feed.
Mm-hmm.
And my father worked also. He had a job.
What about now?
What about it?
Do people do that anymore now?
You mean farm?
Yeah.
No, they raise gardens, a little, you know, vegetable gardens. No, they don't. There's no farm. Tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no money in it, you know, the price cuts.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think people stopped?
There's no money in it.
Okay.
You know, tobacco doesn't bring very much pound anymore.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think people stopped growing their own food for their families?
Because they can buy it cheaper. You go to the grocery store and buy it cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of them still grow, you know, can. A lot of them still can grow their own vegetables and can. A few of them still raise their own hogs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about way back in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Are there any areas like that in Breathitt County? Do people do that?
Maybe South Fork.
South Fork?
Mm-hmm. Fleming Neon.
When you say South Fork, does that mean South Fork of the Kentucky River?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, no. It's a little community. I know where you're talking about. South Fork is off State Highway 15 between Breathitt County, between Jackson and Hazard.
Okay.
It's a road, South Fork.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what you're talking about. The South Fork of the Kentucky River. No, it's not that.
Okay.
My stomach's going. Hey, bullets.
Okay. Well, that's enough.
That's all?
Do you want me to ask you more?
Well,
I just don't want to wear you out.
Well, you're not wearing me out.
Okay. I know you probably have a lot on your mind.
Oh, no. I was just thinking about my sister.
I know.
But I'm sure she'll be okay.
I hope so.
Just go ahead. I'm sure she will.
Okay. Okay. Do you think that when people left, to get jobs other places, like you said, Detroit and
Cleveland, Dayton, those are all popular cities.
Do you think what happened to them in these new places affected back home? Like whether they returned and affected it or whether they...
Affected it how?
I don't know. How did any sort of changes occur after they had lived in a more urban area did?
Actually, I think I know what you're talking about, and I think their situation after they moved into the cities was worse than it was in the country before they left. Because I have, you know, I have friends, like I told you, that went to Detroit and then, you know, to work. And the way they lived, you know, like all the whole family jammed into like little one and two room apartments, which to me is worse than what they left in Eastern Kentucky. You know, they may have had a job, but the living conditions, some of them were pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Because you take a husband and wife and four or five, maybe six kids and jam them into like a two-room apartment next to a railroad track somewhere in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that situation to me is going from bad to worse.
Mm-hmm.
I've known people that were in those situations.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the majority of the people who left are in those situations?
Are you asking, did most of them end up that way?
Mm-hmm.
No, not most of them, but some of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have a friend that I went to school with, moved to Florida, Miami. And he retired from, I think it was maybe GE or Westinghouse. After 30 years, he was a manager. Worked himself up to a manager, and now he's back in Breathitt County after, I think he was gone for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, not all of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of them. And I went to school with this other person that, he was in Chicago, where he worked at in a factory for 30 years, and he's just happy to be back in Breathitt County.
Mm. Why do you think people feel that way?
It's home. It's family, you know, big extended families. They still have family in Eastern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, I think, being home. I feel like they're coming home.
Is there something distinctive about Eastern Kentucky that isn't about any place where anybody grows up, like
family?
How's family different there?
Closer. I think it's closer. I think people that are, you know, born and raised and grew up in Eastern Kentucky, I think you're closer to your family, because family is a big thing. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
More or less, I think they call it roots.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more important than it is anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's anything distinctive about Jackson regarding people leaving during that time period?
You mean something that made them leave?
Yeah, something distinctive that made them leave, or something that didn't make them leave that made other people, like in other counties, leave?
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay. Do you know what sort of organizations came in and tried to help in Breathitt County during?
Well, I know there's Catholic Services. That's in Perry County. I don't know of any in Breathitt County.
None in Breathitt County?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe so. There might be. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. My mom told me about missionaries.
Oh, the mission. That's church.
Okay.
You know, it's church related.
Mm-hmm.
We always had missionaries in the area. But they came from Philadelphia, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't, I don't think there are any there now. There's a minister at the church,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the church at the house, down below the house. But there are no missionaries anymore. Right. Now they send missionaries from the church, from, you know, our church. They have missionaries that they support in other places. The church does.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know of any missionaries. I'm sure there are some there, but I don't know where.
When were they there?
probably in the late 30s and early 40s, maybe into probably 1955.
Mm-hmm. Were they there mostly for religious purposes? Mm-hmm. Or did
they had Bible camps in the summer, had Sunday school, church. And we had a minister that would come in from another church.
Oh. How did people receive them?
Very well. They were really a part of the community.
Can you think of a time where there was a big influx of people coming back?
Back to Eastern Kentucky?
Yeah.
In the last 5 years,
mm-hmm.
people my age are now retiring and they're moving back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the last 5 years.
And they're mostly returning back because mm-hmm. it's.
They've retired, you know, when they, yes, yeah. when they, from where they went to, they're retiring, now they're moving, coming home,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Do you think that's going to change the region in any way? That
these people coming back?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm. What do you think people are still leaving that area?
To go to school, but mm-hmm. they're going back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go away and they go to college and they go back. I have a nephew that will probably be going back next year. He's a doctor. You know, my sister Beth, I don't know if I told you, her son's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to go back and practice medicine. Open up an office.
Yeah.
He's a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's taking, he was sports medicine. You know, he did his residency and everything in sports medicine. And then he decided he didn't want to operate on tennis elbows and, you know, basketball knees and that type of thing. So he has gone back to school. He's in Wisconsin studying cancers in children.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a demand for that type of thing in Eastern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And he has two children of his own now, so I guess it's more important to him, you know, now that he has children. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you think like you said you read about the extreme poverty rate of Eastern Kentucky. How do you think that could be changed?
Jobs.
Any particular industry. Sort of job?
Industry, anything in industry.
Do you feel like when people leave, that there's any sort of tradition lost?
No.
Mm. can you, I don't know, you can. Can you tell me any sort of story that always sticks out in your mind of growing up there? Something.
Like what?
Funny that happened to you or your sisters or brothers.
I can remember getting a spanking once.
Oh, yeah?
From my grandfather.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the only spanking I can ever remember getting, though.
What'd you get it for?
For sneaking off, for slipping off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Running away from home is what they'd call it now. Even though I was only gone 10 minutes. I guess that's the only thing I can remember. It comes to mind anyway.
What sorts of things did you do to entertain yourselves when you were young?
We played constantly, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with each other. We were in the creeks. We were in, you know, swimming in the swimming holes. We just played. There was always cousins. You know, we had a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of us. And then we had cousins next door. We had the neighbor's kids below us. We had cousins all up the hall. So, you know, there was probably, at one time, there was probably 50 kids on that hall. So, we just played from the time we got up until dark. You know, we had to be driven in the house.
Mm-hmm. How many kids do you think live on that hall
now? Well, I can count them. I think there's 5, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Do they play, like?
No, they don't even, you know, they don't even get out, you know, they're not, they don't get out of their,
mm-hmm.
from where they live. You know, one of them's my little great niece,
mm-hmm.
and they don't, she'll be 4, you know, she's not old enough to play, and the other children out of the hollow, I think some of those are just babies even,
mm-hmm.
younger even than she is, and I think there's one other little boy, there's probably 5,
mm-hmm.
there are no children there anymore.
Did the greater number of your siblings stay there?
All of them.
All of them?
Except myself and one of my sisters.
Which sister was?
Lillian.
Okay.
Now she's lived up in Tiffin, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
For, I think she's been there 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter Jennifer is the manager of the Westinghouse Corporation in Findlay, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
He's an industrial engineer, like Lisa's friend Avery. And she and her husband are moving back to Breathitt County, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're supposed to look at a house in the next couple of weeks.
So did they leave for?
She left. She met her husband in Ohio.
Okay.
And they're moving down here.
Okay.
Or they're going to think about it. So that'll be nice.
How old was she when she left?
17.
What did you say what she did when she first left?
She went there because I had a relative there, but I don't remember who she went to stay with, to live with. I don't remember, some of my mother's people.
Mm-hmm. Are most of, most of the family members that stayed there, they all grew up on that holler.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that holler? Do you call it anything in particular?
Yeah, it's got a name. Frozen.
Frozen?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my mom told
me. Frozen Creek. Why did they call it Frozen? I have no idea. Really, I have no idea.
But only Josephine and Irvin are on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Midwest or in the...
In the area.
But how do they meet their husbands?
They grew up with them.
Okay. They're all so everyone's from around the area. Nobody came in from anywhere else.
Afraid not.
Okay. That's neat. Okay. That's it.
You can't think of anything else you want to know.
Not yet.
Okay.
Is there anything else you like to tell me?
No, you've covered it pretty well. I didn't think of anything.
It's interesting to me how, like, I read about all these people leaving, but then it's never mentioned how many people come back into the area.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't hear about that.
Mm-hmm. And from what I read, I would think that the area drastically changed because people left, but...
How would you think it changed?
I would feel like since people of the working age, like 30s and 40s left, that the people left behind would be older people, so it would sort of deteriorate the community.
You know, I think most people are, you know, that think about that, think that way.
Yeah.
But when you think about it today, there are, the people in Breathitt County, I think, are, there are more younger people than there are elderly people. I don't know what you could probably look that up, what the, you know, ratio is. But I would think there are more people like working age than there are elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know too many people in their 70s at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know any, my oldest sister is 62. I don't know anyone any older than her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, you know, there are a lot of people
mm-hmm.
in Breathitt County that's older, but I would think there are more working type people, you know, under 62 than there are over 62. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not something I ever thought about.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of people now are, you know, after they graduate from high school, they go to Moorhead, MSU, or come to UK, and they get degrees and they go back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's all kinds of scholarship money out there, all kinds of loans and grants for people from Eastern Kentucky now.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter has a friend that's going to law school, you know, where she works, and she's from Eastern Kentucky, and she goes, has her house, has a really nice home, and goes back every weekend. Now she's in law school. When she gets her law degree, she'll go back. She already has a firm.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister is an attorney, and already, you know, she already has a job
mm-hmm.
when she gets out of law school. So
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of professional people in Breathitt County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the town closes up on Wednesday. You know, the office, the attorneys all close their offices and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just some of the stores close, the banks close, because these are independent people. You know, they can afford to be independent because that's your industry. You know, they work in the hospital
mm-hmm.
or they are attorneys or doctors. And, you know, the women work in the doctor's offices or they work at the hospital and they get to, you know, that's your... It's kind of laid back, a little community.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's gotten better over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It has.
And do you think, you know, right now all over, like, the United States, it's really hard to find a job. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think it's just that's why it is in Breathitt, just because it's like that everywhere? Or do you think there's something particular?
Well, there's not a lot of jobs in Breathitt County. Like I told you, there's a lot in the service industries. You know, like restaurants, hospital, nursing home. There's a nursing home, Walmart. But as far as industry, there is no industry.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure there's a job out there for everybody wanting to find a job.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to get a job anymore. I was in manufacturing for 20 years and lost my job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that way, like you said, it's that way all over, not just in Eastern Kentucky. I think it's a little worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no industry, there's no jobs to be had. Now, there are people that live in Breathitt County and drive to Lexington and work.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are people that live in Perry County and drive to Fayette County. That's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a job for anybody that wants to work.
So. I'm sure somewhere there's some sort of book that says maybe the percentage of people who left who stayed gone, and I'd like to know the percentage of people who come back and see if
I don't know where you could maybe you could go online and find something like that out, or
yeah.
The library at UK. I bet you that's where you could find all that information.
I mean, I'm sure I can find it at the Historical Society. I just never thought to look about that, because when I hear about people leaving that big out migration, I think they're gone.
They just pack up their pickup trucks, put their belongings on the back of their pickup truck, put that rocking chair there and sit granny in it and move on.
Not exactly like that.
You know, I think the Beverly Hillbillies did more for the down spiral of Eastern Kentucky than anything in the history of Kentucky. When anybody hears the term Eastern Kentucky, I think that's the first thing they think of. Actually, Eastern Kentucky is not like that at all. There is no oil. Unless it's in somebody's creek or somebody's well, you know, there is no oil.
Yeah.
And that's sad, because that's not Eastern Kentucky at all with the shotguns. Well, maybe it was back during Prohibition days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not that anymore, if it ever was.
Mm-hmm. Not all I knew of it was what my mom told me. And
well, she knew very little, because she, mm-hmm. what she was, her Aunt Grace, Uncle Everett left, I think maybe when your mother was about your age now.
Mm-hmm.
No, your mother wasn't that old. I'm talking about when Aunt Grace was your,
okay.
When your granny was your, about the age you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what your mother told you?
Yeah. She tells me, you know, she tells me stories about them all the time. And since they're from Eastern Kentucky, that's always what I have in my mind of Eastern Kentucky.
She told you stories that her mother told her?
No, she told me stories about her mother and father. And since they're from Eastern Kentucky.
But do you not think that Aunt Grace ever told her anything about growing up?
Oh, I'm sure she did. I need to ask her about it.
Might be something she, you know, doesn't want to talk about. I remember Aunt Grace real, real well.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, was you close with your granny?
No, she died before I was born. I never knew her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize she'd been dead that long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just seems like yesterday. I can remember her. You look a lot like her. Did your mother tell you that?
Yeah, she tells me that a lot.
I can remember her just like yesterday. She always was so neat and so clean. Always wore these beautiful dresses. Always wore dresses and heels, you know, sandals, white sandals. I always remember her in white sandals
mm-hmm.
and dresses. She's just a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize she had been gone that long.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her in the summers coming back to Kentucky with Uncle Her and Uncle Evan. And Phyllis, when she was a child. Well, actually, she was older than I was, but to me, you know, I remember her as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she's Hazel's age.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's 4 years older than I am, but to me, she was just always so small. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was bigger than she was. But I just always remember her as a child. That's strange, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Hmm. I think Grace used to dress her up in these little dresses. Mm-hmm. She talk about that?
Yeah, she talks about how kind of neat and organized she was.
And hats. I think Grace used to like hats. Mm-hmm. Your mom ever tell you that?
Mm-mm. Not about hats.
I remember this little dress that your granny, Aunt Grace, used to send us, my oldest sister Myrtle and me, an outfit at Easter time. She did this. I don't know if your mom ever knew this. But she did this for, I don't know how many years, around Easter time, she'd always send Myrtle and me. This is when there was only the three of us, Hazel, Myrtle, and me. And since Hazel lived with our grandparents, that just left Myrtle and me at home. And Aunt Grace would send Myrtle and me an Easter outfit. Every year, I had forgotten about that. And she did that for many years. I wonder if your mother knew that. And she sent me this little white hat one year. One Easter, and it had little blue flowers on it and a little white dress. I especially remember this little dress because it scratched. This was when they had slips under them. And it was a white dress and had little blue flowers in it. And the little hat was white and had little blue flowers on it. Mm-hmm. And she would, I don't know where these pictures are, but she would always send us pictures of Phyllis, and she would always have these hats and dresses on. And I wonder if your mother, you know, has she ever told you about that?
She says that she always dressed her up kind of like a little doll and she curled her hair.
Yeah. And you know, it's strange because my daughter accuses me of the same thing. She says that she didn't have a normal childhood because I never let her wear blue jeans and pants and everything. Because she always made her wear dresses and paint suits, you know. Mm-hmm. Isn't that strange? But, you know, that's true. Mm-hmm. But Aunt Grace was always so perfectly dressed. Mm-hmm. And her poor husband was just the opposite.
Oh, really? He was scruffy.
Oh, you didn't know him either?
No, he died when I was.
Well, he wasn't scruffy. He just was the opposite of her. Mm-hmm. He was always neat and clean, but to me, he was always, best I can remember, he was just always the opposite. Mm-hmm. Strange, the things you remember. I can remember them coming to Kentucky in the summers, and Phyllis wasn't allowed to get dirty. Why am I talking like that? That's the way I was with Lisa. Strange, though. It was. She, you know, didn't get out and play like we did.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't remember her ever getting... I remember her being on the porch. They had this long porch across the front of the house. Mm-hmm. And I can remember her sitting in the chairs with her little dresses on. Even in the summertime. When we shed our shoes the first day of May, we never put them back on until... school started in the fall. I can't see Aunt Grace letting her go barefooted.
Do you think, was that just part of her personality, or was it because she had...
You mean Aunt Grace?
Yeah. I think it's because she lived and she left.
Well, actually, I think back then, the way she and her sister Aunt Rain, you know, I think the way they were raised was much better than most people in Eastern Kentucky. I think they had more than the average person in Eastern Kentucky. Because mm-hmm. my grandparents, you know, they seemed to always have everything they wanted. So I don't think that was it at all. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a nice house. They grew up in what, in that area, you know, in that era, was considered a nice house. And, you know, they always had clothes, you know, and everything. What at that time would have been considered nice clothes. So I don't think that would have been the reason for for her being overly protective and all that.
Maybe it's because my mom was a an only child.
I think that's it. I know with my daughter, everything's in excess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything, absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm.
And with myself, you know, I don't. I'm always at. I can't just have one of anything. I've got to have five or ten or whatever. You know.
Yeah.
Now with me, it's probably that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't just have one purse, I probably have ten. I don't just have one pair of shoes, I probably have 100. You know, I think with me now, that's the reason. Because I did go without a whole lot of things.
Were Grace and your father close in age?
Let's see. I think Daddy's the second, and Grace, I think, is next to Daddy.
Oh, okay.
Lorraine was the baby.
Do you remember what year your dad was born?
1909.
Okay.
September the 3rd.
And he grew up
Have you seen pictures of them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My mom tells me a lot that I look like my great grandma too.
Mm-hmm. She was kind of short. He was big.
Mm-hmm.
She was short, real dark skin, dark, about hair about the color of yours.
Mm-hmm.
About the same eye color, brown eye, brownish, real dark eye.
So your dad just stayed on that pause.
Mm-hmm. He's been dead in 1979.
Mm-hmm. That's about when my grandma died too.
Yeah, she died right after Daddy died.
Mm-hmm. And then I was born just a little bit later. Do you think the way he was brought up was a lot different from the way you were brought up? Like, I don't know. do you think?
I think my grandfather was too strict with his children.
Okay.
I don't know why I think that. Because, you know, the time I was born, they were all married to families of their own. For some reason, I think he was too so strict with his children. I think he maybe whipped them, you know, back in those days. I don't know if they did, but I always thought that. I never did believe he did Aunt Rain, you know, the youngest one, but I think he might have, you know, Daddy and maybe Aunt Grace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I think that, but I always have. You're talking the late
1800s. Mm-hmm. Do you think, so was he there to watch?
He was
like,
always
his
there.
His children, my grandma and Rain,
Lori.
Yeah. And, well, they both left. So was he there to see them? Like, he was.
Yes. They got married. They married. Uncle Everett's from Eastern Kentucky. Your
mm-hmm.
grandfather's from Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
Your granny married him in Eastern Kentucky, and
mm-hmm.
they lived in Eastern Kentucky for a little while. I don't know how long
mm-hmm.
with her. Your granny's parents.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any of the conditions under which they left. You know, I never
mm-hmm.
heard anybody talk about it. But I can remember hearing Mom and Dad talk about how upset he was when Aunt Rain left. I can remember that. I think there was some kind of thing that when she left, she didn't return home for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I can just barely remember them talking about that. I don't know none of the details, though.
Did she get married in there?
Mm-hmm. No, I'll take that back. I don't believe she did. I think she left when she was single, but I don't know where she went. I know her husband, Oma, wasn't from Eastern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where he was from.
I'm trying to think. Do you ever see her?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I can't remember how she was last time we saw her.
She had Alzheimer's.
Oh, right? She does? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't think she even knows Sharon.
Okay. Sharon's my mom's age? About?
No,
Sharon's
my age.
She's your age.
Sharon and I are the same age. And your mom and my sister Hazel are the same age.
Maybe Sharon would be interesting to interview because maybe she could tell me some things about.
She might. I wonder. I wonder what. Oh, you know, she spent summers.
Sharon did.
That's what Hazel was telling me the other day. I don't remember her spending summers there, but Hazel says she did.
Mm-hmm.
Said that Aunt Reen would come there with her and spend summers. I don't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But she probably would.
How often would my mom come visit when she was little? Like, how often would
In the summers. I don't, you know, I just remember her being there sometimes in the summers. You know, it could have been every summer, or it could have been every 5 summers. You know, when you're a child, it seems like the summers are right. Last forever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't remember how often.
Mm-hmm. So what my mom tells me is that, you know, she was born in your grandparents' house, and then they moved around a little while to different, I guess they lived in mining camps for a little while, different ones.
Yeah, I don't remember them. You know, I don't remember hearing anybody talk about that.
I feel like she just recently told me that because it was something I never knew. And then they lived in...
And they lived on a dairy farm once.
Yeah. I think they lived in Eaton, Ohio at first, just for a little bit. And then they lived in Versailles, Indiana.
That's where I remember them living.
Yeah.
The biggest part of the town.
And they lived there. Most part until my grandparents died. Then I think they lived in Oxford a little bit right before my grandma died, so they could be near my mom.
Well, your granny lived on a farm, didn't she? And Grace, she lived on more or less out in the country.
Yeah,
after
in
she,
Indiana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they did cows or something.
Yeah, they farmed.
Yeah.
Do you think a lot of people were like them? They left and they farmed? Like, what places to farm?
No, I don't believe so. I don't know how Uncle Everett lucked into farming. But most of the people that left Eastern Kentucky left to work in the steel mills.
Mm-hmm.
Up north in like Detroit, Cleveland, Columbus, Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to Dayton?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Dayton. Dirty. You've been to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Dayton reminds me of Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah?
You know, the
smokes.
Oh, it's dirty. It's real filthy. Smokestacks.
Yeah.
Smells bad.
I should try to get a touch with Sharon.
I would if I were you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give her a call.
Do you know where she lives?
She lives in Dayton.
She lives in Dayton, too? Okay.
Can't believe you haven't seen Aunt Reen.
I have seen her. I just haven't seen her that often.
I haven't seen her in years.
And I see my mom's family on my dad's side a lot.
I was going to ask you about that. Do they live close to y'all?
Yeah. They live, most of them actually live in Indiana, and then some of them live in Dayton. Like a lot of my grandfather's, he had a bunch of sisters and brothers. I think most of them of Indiana, but I think there's one aunt also in Dayton from my mom.
You ever been to the Amish in Indiana? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them there, mm-hmm. isn't there? Yeah. I would love to go there. Mm-hmm. At least then I went to Brown County, Indiana, where that artist called.
Yeah.
You been there?
Mm-hmm.
We went up there about 3 summers ago. It was nice. There's a winery, but they roll streets up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and everything shuts down. I have friends that went, or still do go, up there shopping in Amish villages in Indiana every year.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go through that. Do they make a lot of, you said you don't know, if they make, have a lot of stores and stuff?
I don't know.
Which part of Indiana is that?
The Amish part? Mm-hmm. I think it's...
Central?
Yeah, it's more in north central.
Oh, really?
I think. I'm not positive. I know that. I feel like in Ohio, the Amish.
Are the Amish in Ohio?
Mm-hmm. I feel like they're in the more northern part of the state, too. But I'm not positive. Because I know, like, schools have gone on field trips to Amish country, but we never did. I don't know.
Well, I guess the Ohio Amish would be closer than the Indiana Amish, wouldn't it? To Lexington.
It depends how north they are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
I'd
I have
like
lots
to
of
go.
Friends in Indiana.
Oh,
we'll probably know more. About
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we can stop.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to wait completely out.
Oh, that's okay. I'm
Let's
fine.
See.